Good evening, freaks. This is Freaks Live. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight is a very, very important crossover. Crossover episode.
Ooh, it's crossover.
Stop. Okay. The chair is also, like, squeaking so much.
My mic is so loud, I have to turn it down, actually. Crossover is so funny.
Okay.
Anyway.
Stop. It's just... Silence. Silence.
Never mind. There's no crossover.
My glasses are fogging. I can't.
This is neither of our show.
I feel like this is, like a 1940s, like, radio hour. Like, we're...
Can you do that?
Like, oh, somebody's coming up the stairs.
They're opening the door.
Stop. Anyways, crossover episode with me, Annika.
And me, Maddie.
We're filling in tonight for Angela, who usually has Diarrhea Disco 9 p.m. every Monday evening. This summer she's been doing it solo, but during the school year she does it with Brayden. So Angela's away and I live with her, so I decided to be brave and
when Angela's away, we come to play.
we're literally playing.
Yeah, and that's
true.
The motto of our show.
Great observation. Okay, you all, whoever, like, one person is listening,
zero
people are listening, we appreciate all zero of you,
listening
and that,
to our laughs,
and that you're,
hope you're laughing yourself,
you better be laughing,
oh my god,
anyway, we hope you're laughing, you don't have to, it's okay,
you better be laughing,
why, yeah, Oh no, there are 19 people. Yes. That's really awful.
Usually my show is called Live from the Pillow Fort.
And usually, sorry.
Is Confessions of a Freak, so we combine that to do...
That's true.
Freaks Live! Freaks live.
They do live.
And they're in the studio.
And they're closer than you think.
Let us know if you think
Freaks closer than they appear in the mirror.
Let us know if you think freak is a mean word, because I do.
And I don't. I think it's context.
I think it's mean to call someone a freak.
I think it can be endearing. But, you know, I've been working with the word a little.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Freaky. That's fine.
We were just talking about Freaky Friday before we went on air.
Let us know if you like
who here... Call in if you watched NCIS when you were too young.
Should we play music?
We should do that.
Wait. So first,
that was on purpose, actually. Okay.
Last song, "Eternal Flame" by the Bangles. What a hit! That was a last minute choice.
What a hit!
They were all last minute choices, but that one was especially last minute.
The very last minute.
Close your eyes. Give me your. And then before that, what'd we hear?
New Monkey Keys by.
Wait, that had Monkey in the title?
It did.
Yes.
New Monkey Keys by Elliot Smith off of the expanded edition of Either Or. I just heard this for the first time today. I was doing another Elliot Smith deep dive, as it, you know, it happens to the best of us. And I was listening through the expanded edition. I was like, oh my god, great title. Mm. And it's off of, the regular New Monkey song is on his... compilation album, like the was it like New Moon or something like that, where it's like blue,
yeah,
has like Miss Misery alternate. So obnoxious, all of this, but I enjoyed it. I felt like I was in a circus.
I thought it was nice. It was definitely different than other Elliot Smith songs.
Different,
definitely different.
A little different,
little monkey, little new, little keys. Good stuff. What's next?
Let me tell you what's next. I've decided to play Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through the bug of food. It's no problem in mind, but it's a
That was Sea Swallow Me by the Cocteau Twins featuring Harold Budd. I don't have my glasses on.
He's actually just a member of the Cocteau Twins.
Why would they list it like that?
Maybe not.
I should put on these glasses because I can't read a gosh darn thing.
Might have made that up.
Wow. Anyways, before that we were listening to Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. I've been really in a New Order sort of vibe recently. Yeah. They played that. I saw Beach House in concert. And
they played that?
They played that, like,
oh, like in between sets. I was going to say, Beach House covering that? That would be
so cool. But I'm like, of course they like that song. Mm-hmm. And I had to, like, ask my friend's boyfriend, like, what is this? Which is, like, a little embarrassing. But I was like...
He knew.
He knew.
Of course.
Of course he knew. Shout out to you. You know who you are.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure he's not. He has listened.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Anyways... why do we sound like those two, like, old men in the Muppets who, like, are, like...
I thought we already decided that that's what this was.
No, I agree, but I feel like, especially in this format...
Then we go... It's we just, like, one person says something, and then the other one, and then we just go... It's like that.
Exactly. Ooh, like that.
I bumped
that.
The mic. Sorry, everyone.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're podcasters. I can't say these things.
Ooh.
What?
We should do a podcast.
Who needs to listen to this?
Everyone.
I guess we're forcing you all. Let's see how many of you there are now.
New Order is so good. Every time there's a new Uber Eats order.
Every time I see...
it says New Order on the screen, and I think about the band. Wow. An Uber Eats order.
I get so many emails from them. It's like Uber Eats and Gap.
Got friends and family. You're in the family. La familia.
Yeah.
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 Of Gap. I get a lot of, I don't even know. I get
Quora?
A lot
I get such weird get Quora emails.
Savage X Fenty. yeah, I get those.
That's a surprise.
Is it?
I don't really, like, see you wearing or...
It was for burlesque.
Oh.
I never... This is not a conversation for the radio.
Okay, well, we can just transition to the next song. Would you like to talk about it?
I think it's My Bloody Valentine, right?
Sure is.
Not When You Sleep.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no, it is sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes it is.
Not when you sleep, though, just sometimes.
All right, anyway, let's get into the song.
Thank you.
That last song was Bluish by Animal Collective. Song of the summer, if we're being...
Song of the summer.
If we're being real here.
Hashtag be candid.
Hashtag be candid. Wait, you're a little bit far from the mic.
It's the song of the summer.
It's the song of the summer. Little ASMR.
It's the song of the summer.
So, it's the song of the summer. Other favorites off that album. My girls. Summertime clothes.
What about Guy's Eyes?
Guy's Eyes is great.
About our landlord.
It is about our landlord.
That was the funniest thing you've ever said.
Thank you.
I think about that all the
time. Is that really? That's kind of sad.
I laughed out loud.
In the Flowers. But Bluish, we know, takes a cake. Summertime Clothes, though, and My Girls, let's be real. My Girls was very much a June song for me. And before that, we were listening to Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine off of... like on Kiza and
Clive. I was thinking that.
Loveless. We've been listening to Loveless.
My
Bloody Valentine.
My Bloody Valentine. Like,
do you know who Isaac P is?
No. Yes. Yes. From TikTok.
He's like,
Eliza,
what if
my
that
friend,
was an orphan?
My friend Eliza from home once told me I had his vibes.
I don't know if that's nice or not.
That was My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, you're really giving Isaac P. That was Sometimes.
Sometimes. Love this. Do you know that Britney Spears song, Sometimes?
I don't.
Oh my god, it's so good. I'm gonna send it to you.
TBH. I don't know what we want to listen to next. But first
PSA?
Of all, Maddie has a... Maddie has a really great PSA for us.
Be a hero, blood. CTA. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives.
Wow.
Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. I wanted you to just play the song.
No, I know that's what you're doing, but I felt like I had to acknowledge something. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I was just thinking today that I should donate blood.
What blood type do you have? Is that something that people share?
I don't know, and I don't...
Is that a private thing?
Is that like a social security number
thing?
What
would they do to me? Take my blood?
I don't know. Is that private?
Do people take...
We can talk about that off air.
Let's talk about our blood types off air. All right, this is Roadhead by Japanese Breakfast.
Thank you. just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 10 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me diamonds and rust. Well, you burst on the scene already. Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white, clouds mingles and I've already
well-timed sigh.
Okay. First song, Roadhead, Japanese Breakfast.
Soft Sounds from Another Planet.
Soft Sounds, Another Planet.
Me and Maddie are seeing Jay Brecky in concert
in on September.
On September. So true. So
in
true.
In September.
I'm really excited.
Me too. And Yola Tango is also playing.
That's
which
like
is
such a great,
good.
Unexpected combo.
I know. I love Yola Tango.
Me too.
Second song, What a Song.
What a song.
John Baez, Diamonds and Rust.
Rufus Wayne. I love the Joan Baez lore, you know?
The Joan X Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all? Shout out to my dad.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Wilson, if you're listening.
A Doug favorite right there, John Baez. And Bob Wonderful. Dylan, obviously.
Great taste.
We knew that. The WMFO listeners know Doug's taste by now.
By now, you should know.
Right. Anyway.
Should we get into that next song?
And what would that be?
Well, this is... I started listening to this song after watching Good Will Hunting. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Guessing it's, you know what it is.
I do.
You know what things.
I know what things.
No Name Number 3 by Elliot Smith.
Call in if you think Elliot Smith is a Boston artist.
I
because
really,
he is.
I think Good Will Hunting made him a Boston artist.
But I think it's beyond that.
Okay. We can get into it off air a little bit. But Roman Candle, great album. But this is the best song, obviously, of the album. Great song, I would recommend. I already said this to Maddie, but if you're on the T or if you're on public transportation, especially the Green Line, gotta listen to No Name Number 3.
I think Elliot Smith is just good transportation music.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
He knows what it is to move.
This is our second Elliot Smith song of the night, also.
It's Elliot Smith summer. In a really optimistic way.
In a really healthy way.
Exactly.
I just finished reading Either Or the other day. That's some dedication, I guess.
Kierkegaard.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. Well, right, let's get
let's
into
hear
it.
It.
Bye.
Mouths were opening. I turned off the light. So come on, night. You're a witness, you see. Good old fashioned fight. So come on, night. Everyone is gone home to oblivion, home to oblivion.
Oh,
skies blue. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are lies. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand that?
That was, whoa,
no.
My bad, guys. That was Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye. Before that, you were listening to No Name Number 3 by Elliot Smith. We have two more songs left this evening. Ooh. Evening.
I think they're both my picks.
They are. But we both enjoyed the Vertigo soundtrack very much.
That's true. Spoiler.
Anyways,
Madeline,
just put on the dress, please, one more time.
Choo-choo.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Also, shout out to my mom.
Yay, shout out.
Shout out. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. And yeah, anyway, should we just get into it? Get into it, yeah. Okay. Don't.
I understood their bed.
That was Send 'Em More by Bernard Herrmann off of the Vertigo soundtrack. And this has been Freaks Live!
Freaks Live!
With Maddie.
Freaks Live!
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio. With the remaining, minute and a half we have, we're going to play a little bit of Olivia Newton-John's I Love You, I Honestly Love You.
As a tribute,
and also my mom suggested we play this. I'm sorry we can't play the whole thing. I feel bad about going over on somebody else's time, but
here we go. Rest
in peace. Rest in peace.
I believe.